This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You know how stupid it is? You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, getting involved, getting engaged, doing something more than nothing. Remember, I keep telling you that. Don't just sit around and do nothing. Don't just sit around stating or saying or doing whatever when you're not really involved or engaged. Do something. I mean that sincerely. Do something. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know how I love to talk about that. You're really going to be part of the solution. When you get engaged, when you get involved, when you talk to people who have a clue, you will figure it out. Larry Klayman is going to join me after the break. He suggested the government has forgotten who they serve. No kidding, right? In Klayman's book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, he takes a satirical mock at Hillary Clinton. The book details how the executive, legislative, judicial branches of government, they just become thoroughly corrupt. I do agree with them. I think part of them are just flat-out ignorant. They have no clue as to what they're doing. You know, and I wonder how many of them could actually pass the citizen exam. And, you know, one of my irritants has been, how do they take the vow or the oath to protect and preserve the Constitution of these United States when they don't even know what it says. They don't know what their rights are. They don't know what they're supposed to do. Maybe, just maybe, we should force them to take some kind of constitutional test before they run for office. I don't know. There's got to be something. Got to be something we can do about this. Because it's become quite irritating. Not kind of irritating, but extremely irritating. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm not joking, I'm serious, I really do. This stuff just drives me nuts. That they can get out there, they can state that they're going to do something that they have no way of knowing even how to do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is great. Lubbock, Planned Parenthood stops abortions after the city becomes a sanctuary for the unborn. Gee, that's terrible. They became a sanctuary city. Now, that, you know, great move, by the way. Right? So, You had to have cities across the country that became sanctuary cities for illegal immigrants, for illegal behavior. Right? I mean, San Francisco, perfect. You could shoot up illegal federal drugs. You could do all this stuff there, making it easier for you to do. What made it think it was going to be any different here? So June 1st, the city of Lubbock, Texas, sanctuary city for the unborn, ordinance went into effect, making abortions illegal within the city limits and forcing the local Planned Parenthood to stop providing abortions. Now, I'll tell you what, the funny thing about that is they target lower socioeconomic areas to do their abortions in, the cities they go after. So who are they affecting? Mostly the black and Hispanic communities. Just, look, it's not a racist comment. It's just a matter of fact. Look at the numbers. Look at where they put themselves. So what do you think they're saying? What does that say? We're going to put it here because we know you guys can't control yourself sexually, so we're here to help you out? What are they saying? After another facility closed, it reopened, prompted a push to establish sanctuary city status for the unborn. Now, the facility began providing abortions back in April. And on Tuesday, Right to Life of Life News reported that Right to Life of East Texas, director and founder of Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn, Mark Lee Dickinson, confirmed that Planned Parenthood is obeying the city's new law, which was passed after the May 1st election. Right? They changed the local ordinance. Isn't that great? Now, I don't know why they don't fight it, because abortion is technically, that's how I said that, technically legal in this country. You know what I said? Somebody wrote me a note last time we were talking, and here's the real thing here. Courts don't make laws. Can we just hit that issue for a second? Courts don't make laws. So when the Supreme Court renders an opinion, because that's what ruling is, for all intents and purposes, ruling is an opinion. When they render their opinion that banning abortion is illegal, unconstitutional, right? But they went even further, the Supreme Court. They said that in the third trimester, though, it was different. Because of what they knew the baby to be, it was different. It could only be done strictly to preserve the life of the mother. Now they want it on demand, anytime, no apologies, and they want you and me to pay for it. And you know, I can make you really disgusted, because abortions are performed for all reasons. Wrong sex, wrong color hair, wrong color eyes. I'm not joking. Look it up yourself. Hovering around 1% of the abortions done in this country are done because the mom's life is in danger. You can't convince me. Well, numbers is numbers, right? Science is science. So we've seen your host, Larry Klayman, joins me after the break. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really what it's going to be. And the way you become part of the solution is you actually have to listen to people, talk with people who have a clue as to what's going on. Maybe experts in those areas or have done a lot of research in those areas. That's really the only way you make things happen. Don't be a victim of your last tweet. Don't be a victim of the last headline that you read. You know, in the old days, when we have to read newspapers, people were a victim of their last headline. They would walk past or go past these newsstands, and they'd only read the headlines. They really didn't know what the story was all about. But more and more you are doing that, and you sometimes make us look like fools who are in trying to clean up the mess. Don't do that. Get informed. Larry Clemens joins me. He's the founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch. He's known for his strong public interest advocacy in furtherance of ethics and government. You can't say that in government. Clemens' book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. Larry, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
My honor, Joe. Great to be with you.
All right. So, just give us an 80,000-foot view of what your book is about. I mean, I can kind of figure it out, but some people might be working on it. It Takes a Revolution. I agree. Go for it.
It's a play on words in Hillary's It Takes a Village. What I'm saying is it doesn't take a village. It takes village people. And we need to rise up. And I wrote it before the election last year. And I supported Trump. You know, I, in effect, was his de facto law firm at Freedom Watch, among others. He had his own lawyers as well that tried to help him whatever I could. But I pointed out there's no political messiah. And whoever was to win the election, it was the American people that would have to rise up, because Trump would only be in office another 4 years in any event, even if he had won. I wish he had. But we've seen over the last decade, since I started Judicial Watch in 1994, a degradation, I mean, a complete collapse of ethics, morality, and in particular, our legal system. And the book is dedicated to Thomas Jefferson, who was against Article III federal judges and Supreme Court justices because they would be unelected, unaccountable to the people. I've been a trial lawyer for 44 years, so I've been in the bowels of government. You know, not, I worked for the Justice Department then, of course, at Judicial Watch and in private practice. And I see, you know, how corrupt our legal system became, how these judges, as Jefferson predicted, would become despots and tyrants. And he predicted that that would cause us to wage another revolution, to shed the blood of patriots and tyrants yet again, adding what's a few thousand dead to refresh the tree of liberty. Now, he didn't want to see anybody dead or hurt, neither do I. But he was predicting what could be the inevitable. And in the last election, Trump's own judges, as I write about in my book, before it even happened, because I've been in front of 10 of them, lower court judges and the Supreme Court, they are establishment people. They're in it for themselves. They do not stand in the stead of the American people. They do not protect us from the tyranny of the other two branches of government, much less ourselves. And because we have a legal system that's collapsed, doesn't hold anyone accountable, and because we have three branches of government that are corrupt to the core, and two political parties, one evil, the Democrats have been inhabited now, figuratively speaking, by the devil, the Republicans just simply corrupt, no opposition, the American people are left defenseless. So what we saw on January 6th was the first manifestation of what Jefferson predicted was going to happen. The people seeing how corrupt it was, that Trump's own judges stabbed him in the back, and they rose up, mostly peacefully. A few people on either side were, you know, were a problem. But this was mostly the American people that entered into our Capitol building. They broke a few windows. Joe, I broke more windows in elementary school, okay, than these people did. I used to play window golf. I got 3 days off for that. But this is what's happening right now, and that's why I wrote my book, because there's things that we can do peacefully and legally to try to reclaim our country from the dead. And right now it is dead. Biden has destroyed the country in 4 or 5 months. I don't even count anymore. And you have to ask yourself the question, who was worse? King George III, that caused us to sign the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776, and secede, or Biden and Harris?
Because I got to ask you, back up a little bit, though, because, you know, what you say is true. How weak are we as the American people, though, to succumb so quickly? You look at, you say he ruined the country. Well, not we, you and I, but we, the American populace as a whole, went along for the ride. And where is the true uprising that's happening in state to state to state? Because I think some people are starting to see it now. But you and I don't know, I haven't asked you this, but I believe totally that the election was stolen. I believe totally that the fraudulent votes took place in, you know, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and some of these other states. No question about it in my mind. But where's the uprising?
I agree with you. Because it was the first manifestation of it. And what you have now is Biden and Harris using the FBI as their own Gestapo, rounding everybody up that was in Washington, even peacefully, and there have been over 300 people indicted already, many of them convicted. You've got federal judges in Washington, D.C., getting back to my book, It Takes a Revolution, threatening people that if you're like the people that rose up, you're going to be held accountable too. They're not letting people out of jail. Why? They're not even giving them bail because they say that Trump is continuing to tell the big lie and that that's going to incite these people to commit more violence, which they never committed in the first place.
Right.
That's our house. They didn't trespass. That's our capital. So this is where we are. And so the subtitle of my book, Forget the Scandal Industry, forget Fox News, forget Sean Hannity, forget entertainment. Okay, now is the time for the American people to rise up and to resurrect our country from the dead. And you're invited, Joe. Andrea Kay, who you know, who introduced us just earlier tonight, formally I knew of you, but we had never talked. We're going to have a Third Continental Congress in Philadelphia, July 5th and 6th. You can sign up for it at freedomwatchusa.org. And we're going to declare independence, and we're going to move on. And we're going to take the Capitol back to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Independence Hall. And I believe the military will support us. They've had it. You know, 140 retired generals and admirals 2 weeks ago wrote a letter to Biden saying shape up or ship out. I don't want to see a coup d'etat, and they didn't threaten a coup d'etat. But if the American people move on, and we have some new political parties, and we have a way of electing representatives, and we have a president that is not the result of fraud, as you pointed out, and we have, you know, judges who are elected rather than appointed with, you know, political campaign contributions and other forms of bribery, legalized or otherwise, you know, maybe this chance country has a chance of surviving. But right now, it's like we're sitting on the deck of the Titanic listening to music, and it's already hit rock bottom.
Larry, I'm good. You know what? I've been saying for years on the show, and again, I come from a family of Italian immigrants who came here shortly after Mussolini was killed, you know, and got out of there. And does the American populace have the stomach for a fight? Do we really know what it takes to win freedom anymore? I'm not so sure that's true. We'll hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Larry Klain after this.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on all Americans to help the country get to the goal of 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of COVID vaccine. In remarks on Wednesday, the president declared June a month of action in a push to get to his 70% goal by Independence Day. He also touted the social progress being made by millions of fully vaccinated people.
And now, tens of millions of Americans have been vaccinated. They're able to return to closer to normal life. Fully vaccinated people are safely shredding their masks and greeting one another with a smile. Grandparents are hugging their grandkids again. Small business owners are reopening storefronts and restaurants because of the vaccination strategy.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You listen to Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. You know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you want to be notified by text message, real simple, text alert, just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. I've got Larry Klayman on the line with me. He's a founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch. His book, It Takes a Revolution. Forget the scandal industry. Larry, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
So we were talking, before the break, we were talking about people pushing out back and what have you. And I said, I'm not so sure. Based on what I've seen happen in the recent wars and the skirmishes and things, I'm not so sure the American populace as a whole has the stomach to do the fight or have the fight they need to have to take back this country.
They don't right now, but remember, if you go back to colonial days, most of the colonies, we were talking about this at the break, the colonies were fat and happy. They were rich. It was King George that wanted to tax them to pay for the rest of his empire. And when we objected to that, then he took our legal system away from us. And then when hostilities broke out at Lexington and Concord in New York, then he tried to take our guns away from us. Sound familiar? And I think, when I was a kid, Popeye, I used to watch Popeye, I used to say, enough is enough and I can't take no more. And I the people can get to understand, and I say this to even people in my own family, some of whom are retired, and, they're sitting around getting a scotch, smoking a cigar, being entertained, may his soul rest in peace, by Rush Limbaugh or by Hannity or whoever. And I say, get up off the couch. That's the subtitle of my book, Forget the Scandal Industry, and get to work. And Jefferson and Washington is, just two examples, would have been millionaires, and even in today's world, that's how rich they were. But they understood that their children and grandchildren would be living, in virtual, bondage,
right,
a dictatorship. And as I was starting to say before the break, is that, King George III was not a communist. He was not a socialist. He was not an atheist. He was not a radical of all these other groups. Give me King George III. He's Mother Teresa compared to these people that are now in control of this country.
Well, they're in your face now. I mean, what they believe, what they're going to put out there, you know, I was telling somebody I don't want to equate them to Hitler because I don't want to take anything away from what Hitler did and, you know, how bad he was. But Hitler told people what he was going to do. He basically laid it out for them, and that's what these people have done. They have laid it out. They're right in your face with it. They're lying to you right in front of your face. And I'm still waiting for the outrage. I'm waiting for my kind of outrage.
Well, and that's why I want people, and I know I'm pumping it a little bit, you know, not just reading my book, It Takes a Revolution, but I want them to come. I want people to come to our Third Continental Congress because we're going to discuss, you know, declaring independence. We're going to talk about improving the Constitution. Let me give you a couple examples. Electing judges rather than having them appointed with, in effect, legal bribes, large campaign contributions. They become the yes men of the special interest. Putting in an independent justice department that will enforce the rule of law that isn't beholden to the executive branch. Biden now controls the Justice Department. He's using it like his own Gestapo, as I said. Putting in a clause in the 14th Amendment, discrimination on the basis of political ideology and belief. That'll take care of the cancel culture. You can bring lawsuits. Giving American citizens the right to sue, even if they weren't directly affected, if there's an unconstitutional action taken by the government. In other words, increasing the ability to have standing. Putting a right to life into the Constitution, you know, make it clear that you don't have a right to take the life of an unborn. You know, those kinds of things. And it's about time. And right now, where, you know, we have this huge race war that's going on that Obama started, and, you know, Biden, who's basically brain dead, who just, you know, they shoot him up with steroids and bring him out, and he signs another executive order, you know, so he's lucid for a few minutes. You know, is that the majority in this country no longer rules. I mean, we have become, and this is the scary part, and I'm a civil rights lawyer, and most of my very good allies, you know, in the conservative movement are courageous blacks who are the only ones that are pushing back. But white people are getting into a crouch position, saying, leave me alone, take whatever you want, I'll give you whatever you want. I want to go play golf and go play tennis. Well, they are going to have a rude awakening very quickly, and we need to awaken them now. And then we need our justice system taken back. I write about it in the book. We are conducting citizens' grand juries. You can tune in tomorrow at freedomwatchusa.org. It's live streamed or crowdsourcedthetruth.com. We are seeking the indictment of Fauci for all the crimes he committed against the American people. We've already indicted Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and his brother James for bribery from China, Russia, and Ukraine. We have the right to do that. And that's what our founding fathers did. They took our legal system back from King George, and they said, we're going to enforce the law of nature and nature's God. We don't care about the laws of King George. I don't care about the laws of Joe Biden and his corrupt Justice Department. There are certain truths out there that need to be enforced. And Justice Scalia, back in 1992, in a case, United States versus Williams, ruled for the majority that the grand jury belongs to the American people, not to the three branches of government. So we can enforce our legal system, we can indict, we can try, we can convict, we can sentence, and we can even carry out citizens' arrests peacefully and legally. You know, we'll ask authorities to do that. Even in the most leftist of all states, California, there is a statute which says that if you know of somebody committing a felony, you have the right to arrest them and turn them over to authorities. So these are the kinds of things we could be doing peacefully and legally, and also making it clear that this government no longer represents us. Stay in Washington, D.C., boys and girls, commit crimes against each other. We're moving on. And I do believe the military would support us. They've had it. I believe the police have had it. They've been much maligned, assaulted, killed, whatever. In fact, many of them entered into the Capitol on January 6th, and they let them in, the Capitol Police. So I think that we can do it peacefully and legally, and I think we can declare, you know, a new republic to carry on in the vision of our founding fathers.
Yeah, we saw video after video after video of what was happening there on the 6th at the Capitol, and it's just amazing that even seeing it with your own eyes, people still, you know, are rejecting it, if you would. Larry, you're familiar with the movement now with the Convention of States, an Article 5 Convention of States, and where are you with that? Where do you think that will go?
Well, I hope they'll join what we're doing. You know, there was an expression, you know, when I was a teenager, of Lee Iacocca of Chrysler, lead, follow, or get out of the way. I don't trust the states. I don't trust them, you know. And I'll give you a couple examples. But if we declare independence, okay, states, join us. Join the American people. I mean, they're being run by politicians. Let me give you two examples. My home state of Florida. I like what Governor DeSantis is doing. But, you know, he passes a law to try to curb big tech. Well, it only protects the politicians running for office, not the people of Florida. And then you've got Greg Abbott down, Texas governor, you know, who going on TV every single day on Fox. Isn't it terrible what they're doing? The guy controls the Texas Rangers and the Texas National Guard. He can shut off the border at any time, and he should. But, you know, it becomes a game by these state officials and these Republicans. So we, the American people, need to lead. They can join us, and I hope they do. But we need to take the lead, and that's why, you know, I hope people will come to the Third Continental Congress on July 5th and 6th in Philadelphia.
Yeah, what was funny was he actually came out, I think it was yesterday, and said that, you know, Abbott out of Texas, and he said that, you know, because of a court ruling, they couldn't enforce immigration law. However, what they were going to start doing now is arresting the people as they came over for trespassing and a few other things. That would give them the ability to check them out, turn around, and send them back. So I don't know how true that is. I don't know if he was just appeasing people or what. But when you look at it, it has gone on too long. And again, I agree with you. I mean, when I hear some of the things coming out of the courthouses where locals are not allowed to enforce federal law or federal immigration law, well, what are they supposed to do? How are they supposed to act? And I wish these more and more would try to make a change, you know?
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Is that the founding fathers, you know, Declaration of Independence, when in the course of human events, this is Jefferson, I'm paraphrasing, the government no longer represents the people. The people have a right under the laws of nature and nature's God to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government with equal rights for everyone in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. What did they cite? Laws of nature and nature's God. The hell with federal law. The hell with any law that doesn't actually represent the interests of the people. And, well, we're not talking about, you know, insurrection. We're not talking about harming anyone. What we're saying is you have to protect the people of Texas. The governor needs to take action. That's why we need to take the lead, because they're playing political games.
All right, Larry, hang tight. Got to go. You know, we believe in capitalism on this show, so we're going to go for a commercial break. Be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You tiny-brained whappers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. Watch live, listen live, take the poll. Get involved with smarter people than me in the chat room. Seriously, there are smarter people than I in there. You can just watch and listen. Pay attention, and there's so much you can do up there, too, including signing up for the newsletter. I send out 1 a week, and even sometimes I forget to do that, but you'll get to know who's coming on the show, topics we're discussing, a lot of good story theory you can say yay or nay to. And don't forget, you know, if there's something you need, check out our sponsors. Make sure that you're looking at them first. They go out of their way. They put up a lot of crud to support a show like mine. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me and supporting our sponsors. Larry Kamen joins me. He's founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch. He's also known for his strong public interest in advocacy and furtherance of ethics in government, which is even hard to roll off the tongue, and individual freedoms and liberties. Larry, thanks for being with me.
Well, people used to ask me why I founded Judicial Watch. I said to make the government honest. Now I say to make it less dishonest. So, you know, I don't know about it. Ethics in government obviously is an oxymoron. There's no such thing.
But I got, listen, I grew up
regrettably
in Boston, okay? So, to me, government is, and you'll get this, has always been dishonest. You know what I mean? I mean, there was always an angle, a racket, a something that you had to do to get what you wanted from the government. So, even as a little kid, that's all I could ever remember. I know that
But yeah, Joe, and what did Ronald Reagan say? The scariest words in the English language are, "Hi, I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help you." You've been out to the Reagan Library. I'm sure you saw that.
Oh, yeah.
That is. Yeah,
that was, and you know, it's funny how the minorities are in this country too. And I always said the same thing. We never saw anybody. I grew up again in a very poor part of Boston. We never saw any elected official except every 4 years. And then all of a sudden, somebody came through town that we hadn't seen before. Did big to do, and everybody was all excited. They go, where's he been for the last 3 years? Right, and you see that everywhere. And one of the reasons I say, you know, again, in this last election cycle, when you look at the popularity of Trump, when you look at the popularity of Republicans as a whole in the black community, Hispanic community, even the gay and lesbian communities who are now seeing truly what the Democrat Party was all about, they had no, bluntly, they had no choice but to cheat if they wanted any kind of position or any kind of authority. There was no way they were going to pull it off. You agree?
No, I agree with you completely. And, you know, what you've got right now is a coalition of the radical left. Most people in these groups are good people, but the radical left has taken hold. And they have total control over us. It's a dictatorship, in effect. I mean, Biden has issued more executive orders than King George III issued edicts, you know, in colonial day. And once these people, you know, settle in, I mean, can you imagine Muslims getting along with feminists and getting along with gays, lesbians, and transgenders? I mean, they hate each other, you know. But the LGBTQs don't hate the Muslims, but the Muslims don't particularly care, you know, for being gay, you know.
Right.
Quran teaches that either you kill them or you subject them to slavery. And, of course, there's no such thing as women's rights in Islam.
No.
So, you know, we're going to have, it's going to be like, you know, in Russia after the revolution, you know, the Red Russians and the White Russians fighting it out, or in Iran, the Mujahideen and the Ayatollahs. So there's going to be bloodshed among the left because they're going to be vying for who's going to be in control, which group is in control.
You know, one of the things I've never understood, and you and I had a great conversation during the break, is how anti-Semitism, you know, I heard this the other day from Juan Williams. He made me sick to my stomach talking. Try to throw up how many Jews there were in the Democrat Party, how many Jews there were in the Republican Party, like that really matters. But if that's the case, then why aren't there more Jews outraged as to what's going on in Israel right now, what's being done, instead of sticking up for Hamas, instead of sticking up for Iran? I never really understood this.
You see, Joe, I can talk about this because I am Jewish and very proud of it. I'm a Zionist. Okay, I believe the land of Israel belongs to Jewish and Christians by extension, and I'm both. I'm a Messianic Jew. So I can say it as it is. The Jewish left is the most destructive force against the Jewish people. They're Marxists. They are the disciples of Karl Marx, who's Jewish, Trotsky, Alinsky, George Soros. You can go on and on and on. And they are largely because they're very well educated, and you look and see who the commentators are on CNN and every place else. These are the people that have attacked me, you know, ever since I started Judicial Watch, viciously. 99% of the attacks come from the Jewish left because they don't like the fact that I'm conservative. Like, you know, the black left doesn't like conservative blacks. You know, they become Uncle Toms and, you know, whatever. And they are very, very destructive. And I'm very concerned. I talk out about it because people are equating them with the Jewish people, and they're not. Most Jews are conservative. In fact, Israeli Jews, you know, generally don't like American Jews because, you know, they want to actually keep their country. But then again, in Israel as well, there's this leftist movement that is very destructive to Israel as well. So the biggest threat to the Jewish people comes from within, and it's frightening. And I can talk about it, but, you know, if you're not Jewish, then people say you're anti-Semitic if you say something like that. But you got to call them out.
But, Larry, is the fear from embedded from a standpoint of they see some similarities into what's happening here in this country now and what happened in Germany, that they don't want to stir it up, they don't want to speak out, or is this just... I don't even know,
well,
I don't
exactly
know what the alternative is.
That's what they did in Germany. The German Jews thought they were German before they were Jewish. Well, they learned the hard way in ovens and gas chambers, okay, that wasn't the case. You know, I think the American Jew, the leftist American Jew, would get on boxcars again thinking they were going to summer camp because it doesn't register with them what's going on. And the people that they're aligning themselves with, like the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, which is very leftist. You know, the irony is the people they're supporting, these radical Muslims, would like to see them dead. I mean, they're not just destructive of the Jewish people, but they're destructive of themselves. You know, and it's terrible. Look at what they did to Gal Gadot in the last 2 weeks. And, you know, Hollywood's primarily is controlled by the Jewish left, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, Geffen and all these people. And Gal Gadot simply comes out. Here she is, the great emissary of Israel, former member of the IDF, went to law school, very bright woman, probably the most beautiful actress in Hollywood today, in my opinion. And she comes out and says, well, I just want there to be peace between Palestinians and Israelis. And she gets trashed by Bella Hadid, you know, a Palestinian descendant, some model. And then the rest of the Jewish left jumps on the bandwagon and trashes her as well.
Wow.
And to her credit,
they simply wanted a peace.
Warner Brothers said, you better retract that. She says, I'm not retracting anything. And good, I give her credit for doing that. But she's bigger than they are right now.
Right.
And those are the kinds of people we need, you know, who are Jewish people that will stand up for their own people, you know.
Well, so, just look at what's going on in New York. And again, I'm not trying to be mean. It's very hard for me to have any sympathy for some of these people when they keep revoting these people back in, like de Blasio. Now, he was there. He was locking up their parks, locking up their synagogues, pulling them out. I'm thinking to myself, if one Jew votes for him next time around, I'd have to question their sanity.
Well, yeah, the Jewish left is insane. And look at the people in Capitol Hill, you know, Blumenthal, you know, Schumer,
yeah.
Nadler, Schiff. Okay, I look at these people and say, my God, these people don't represent, you know, my heritage. And I'm frightened, and I go after them. I have my own radio show. I hope you'll come on one of these days, a special prosecutor, Larry Clayman. I go after them because they are fomenting anti-Semitism. And they are radical Marxists, and they're dishonest Marxists. All Marxists, by definition, are dishonest. but
Larry,
it's an embarrassment.
Yeah, you brought up Nadler, which I think is hilarious, because Nadler sat, you know, in the chamber and said that God has no place in this chamber. And I was thinking to myself, talk about being dense to history, just totally tone deaf. Look around on the walls. Look at what's on the floors in those areas. Look at what our founding fathers had and our, you know, our original fathers had put into those buildings that had everything to do with God, everything to do with the Almighty. And it's right in their face, and they can't see it. I just,
well, our founding fathers devoted the divine providence. That's what, you know, got them through the revolution. But the first symbols that they wanted to have for the republic were a symbol of Moses crossing the Red Sea with the Pharaoh behind him. That's what they came up with. They had to come up with something a little simpler than that, you know, to use. But yes, they related back to their Judeo-Christian heritage. We are a Judeo-Christian country, and our legal system is patterned after the Ten Commandments and the Talmud, and even Napoleon took that, you know, for the civil law system. And that's the basis of our civilization. We are not based on Sharia law. I hate to tell Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar that, but we are based on the Ten Commandments. And Judaism and Christianity do not teach killing people to attain God.
No.
And, you know, even if it happened in the Crusades, but that was not what the religion stood for, as opposed to Islam, which does stand for that.
We I would say the Judeo-Christian foundation is about forgiveness. And you don't see that in the other religions. Yes, you have to pay for your crimes. Yes, there are penalties to pay for certain things, but there is love and forgiveness in there as well. And you don't see that in other religions. Listen, I know it's uncommon to do so, but tell people how they can hear you, where they can listen to you, and where they can pick up your book.
Well, you can get the book everywhere, including Amazon.com, who I've sued a number of times, so it's ironic that they have it, at Barnes & Noble. But with a contribution of $50 or more, which helps us do our work, you can go to freedomwatchusa.org and get the book, and I hope you'll sign up for the Third Continental Congress, freedomwatchusa.org. Thanks, Joe.
Yep, Larry, it's been a pleasure to have you on. Joe Messina, your host. Listen, Andrea Kaye joins me in the next hour. You don't want to miss her, and I'll be here, too. You don't want to miss me, either. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.